Hi there, Steve here with Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast. I trust you're all doing okay. I want you to really highlight something and help us this morning to keep the focus and keep our spirituality as the real sort of thermometer of our lives. People do get anxious, nervous, worried, more so in the last 15 months of the pandemic than ever before, and very, very understandably. But you know what? I believe in all of this 100% that God will help you. But how do we almost initiate or invoke God helping us? I want to put a word in your mind this morning and use the letters of that word to just drop something that might help. It's the word calm, C-A-L-M, calm. It's the word we all want to hear when things are getting on top of us. We're anxious, worried, nervous. And people say to us, just calm down. Well, let's take those four letters and just see where we go with them, and help us as Christian believers, if you are, to really focus on what we should focus on. C of calm. Celebrate God's goodness. Why don't you spend just a few moments today writing down some of the characteristics of God that you have seen at work in your life? Often people ask me what strikes me most about God, and I've said it 1,000 times. I think for me, his kindness is the biggest thing that hits me every time when I think about it. Perhaps describe a time when you felt the closeness and faithfulness of God. That's C out of the word calm. The A is to ask. Ask God for help. What do you need from him during this specific time? What do you think would ease your worries and your cares and anxieties? C is celebrate God's goodness. A is to ask God for help. L, leave your concerns with God. Again, you might just make a mental list of the things that are on your heart and mind, the things that are concerning you at this time. And then surrender that list to God. Ask him to lift the burden from you. And then the M out of the word calm. Meditate. But in particular, as Paul encouraged us in the New Testament, meditate on good things. Think about the goodness of God. Look out the window at the beauty of nature, or some music, or a piece of art that is especially close to you, that stirs you every time you listen to it or look at it. Whatever inspires goodness in you, make sure that's the thing you think about. So, let's stay calm. Let's celebrate God's goodness. Let's ask for help. Let's leave our concerns with God. And let's meditate on the good things today. Make that your day's task and goal, and continue it. Repeat tomorrow. Make it a great day. Carpe diem.